Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. A gunman killed three people, including two police officers, in Liège, Belgium, before being fatally shot by police. Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel called the shooting a serious incident, adding he was rushing to the crisis center to get more information. Michel added that he extended support to the victims, to the families, and to the victims. He added that there was no reason to increase the terror threat level and said there was no confirmation that the incident was related to terror. Israel's military said militants in the Gaza Strip fired 25 mortar shells Tuesday toward several sites in southern Israel. There was no reported injuries. Tensions along the border have been high for 2 months. Protesters have rallied against a blockade of Gaza that has been in place for more than a decade, as well as the relocation of the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Israeli forces have killed at least 115 Palestinians during the protests, drawing criticism for the use of force. Israel has blamed the militant group Hamas for provoking violence and says it has acted to protect the border. The World Health Organization said it was assuming that 100 to 300 cases of Ebola in Democratic Republic of Congo would occur during a three-month timeline under a revised strategic response plan it published on Tuesday. The WHO said the figure is not a prediction, but had earlier assumed there would only be up to 100 cases. The current outbreak includes 35 confirmed, 13 probable, and 6 suspected cases. There have been 25 deaths, but no new deaths or confirmed cases during the past 2 days. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump tweeted Tuesday that Kim Jong-chol, the vice chairman of North Korea, was heading to New York. He called it a solid response to his letter. Meanwhile, President Trump and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe confirmed they would meet before an expected U.S.-North Korea summit, and Reuters' Grace Lee has that story.
Japan's leader Shinzo Abe wants to make sure Trump doesn't take a deal where North Korea would give up ballistic missiles that can hit the U.S., but keeps weapons that still threaten Japan. He also wants Trump to mention Japanese citizens kidnapped by the North years ago. Those hopes were first dashed last week when Trump said he was pulling out of the talks. But analysts say Washington's still trying to figure out if North Korea's willing to abandon its nuclear weapons before pushing forward with a historic summit just 2 weeks away.
That's Reuters' Grace Lee. Police in Somalia's breakaway Somaliland region arrested more than 40 protesters and 2 journalists at a demonstration in a town whose ownership is disputed by a neighboring region. According to residents, protesters marched through the town of Lasanad on Monday, shouting in support of rejoining the federal government based in Mogadishu. The fighting appeared to be a resumption of more than 10 years of periodic conflict between Puntland and Somaliland over the disputed region of Sul. The United Nations Human Rights Office called on Saudi Arabia Tuesday to provide information about women's rights activists and other activists being held in custody. VOA's Luis Ramirez has more.
UN Human Rights spokeswoman Liz Throssell called on Saudi Arabia to ensure those held retain their right to due process. Throssell also requested Saudi authorities provide information about Saudi Prince Nawaf Talal Rashid. He was reported missing since being deported from Kuwait on May 12th. Throssell requested it be made clear if he was arrested and on what grounds. Luis Ramirez, VOA News.
Italians are waiting for the next stage of their political crisis to play out as new elections loom, Reuters' Scarlett Vitanovic explains.
Efforts to form a coalition government between 2 anti-establishment parties collapsed after a rare move by the country's president. Sergio Mattarella summoned former senior International Monetary Fund official Carlo Cottarelli to his office, where he tasked him to try and form a new government, something that without the support of the Five Star Movement and the League will be very difficult, if not impossible, making it unlikely that Cottarelli will ever be able to seat a government that wins a confidence vote in Parliament, meaning it will be a government with limited powers that will take Italy towards another election.
That's Reuters reporter Scarlett Vitanovic. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, be sure to visit our website or don't download our mobile application so that you can take the stories with you. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA. VOA.